Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Paul, back with you, DJ producing and switching the board and doing all kinds of super secret stuff over there we can't talk about. Trying to provide the guardrails to keep me from going off the cliff. Hey, I've been part of some amazing teams. We've started up seven companies here in Minnesota since I got here back in 83, and I take nothing for granted. One person usually can't do it all. You may have the vision, but you need people who can execute that vision. People who have skill sets you don't have, right? Big part of success is just surrounding yourself with people who are a lot smarter than you are and sharing your passion. And after failing a few times, maybe you find a way forward. I've said this before, and I believe it. Farmers are America's original entrepreneurs, taking risks every summer with uncertain returns. And certainly the biggest risk factor is often the weather, right? And this year, hottest summer on record. We have data going back about 127 years in Minnesota. And I know, Dust Bowl days, 1936, daytime highs well above 100 degrees. But if you look at the daytime highs and the nighttime lows, 2021 was actually hotter, warmer overall, not only for Minnesota, but nationwide, than 1936. So the impact on farming, my hope is that the recent rains have helped. Was it too little too late? Kurt Burns, our friend, who's an operator out in Stewart, Minnesota, joins us right now with an update. Hey, Kurt.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm doing well. The question is, how are you doing?
Well, we're doing not too bad. And to answer your question on the August rains that we had, yes, it did help the crop. I think right now the harvest has kind of just got going, and we've been delayed now a little bit with the Monday rainfall. But yields have been better than I think people thought. Definitely still hurt from the drought from the growing season. But I think the August rains really helped to add seed size to the kernel of corn and to the soybean seed. And I think we're going to gain some yield on that and definitely maybe a little bit brighter spot than what we were maybe 6 weeks ago.
Well, that's encouraging. How are the prices holding up right now?
The prices are holding up very well. They've come off their highs, but that usually tends to happen during harvest. But prices for corn and soybeans, livestock has been holding in very well. Milk prices have been holding in very well. So at this point, there's going to be a lot of variability in yields in around the whole state of Minnesota as far as what yield potential is going to be and income for the farmers this year. But for one thing, the recent rains have helped some subsoil out for next year, and knowing that it can rain yet, and just a little bit higher step in our bounce right now as we go into fall harvest.
Well, you know, as I've said on the air and off the air, getting out of the drought, it's not an on-off switch. It's not going to take days or weeks. I think it's going to take months. But it seems to me, just glued into the patterns, that dry pattern that we had so much of late spring and summer is finally slowly breaking down. And I think we will see more frequent rain events and hopefully snow events as we sail into November. Looking back, Kurt, what was the biggest challenge that you had on your farm this summer?
I would say the biggest challenge that we had was just the anticipation of probably of a rainstorm coming, and it didn't come for a lot of the growers in the area. The forecast would be there, and it just didn't materialize in certain counties or certain townships. And so what happened is that the anxiety built up over the summer, and some producers and some townships got the rainfall and some didn't. And so I think the anxiety issues for the farmers this year was one of the bigger things, bigger challenges.
Let me follow up with that, because, you know, we've heard some of the tragic stories about farmers who couldn't make it and had to sell, and some farmers sadly, you know, took their lives. I mean, and this is not limited to agriculture. I mean, you know, we have a problem in this country with anxiety and depression and suicide, and we've talked about that a lot. Really an epidemic. But is there a sense of optimism now? I mean, do you see it in your colleagues, you know, other farmers? Is there a sense of hope that maybe wasn't there back in July?
That is right, Paul. There is a lot more anticipation, and always harvest for a farmer is always the best time of the year, because of all your labor and your hard work through the year of managing your farm. You always want to reap the benefits in the fall harvest. And so it is always a little better time. And obviously we've been blessed with rainfall the last few weeks, but now we're kind of hoping that maybe we can not have the rain come for a little while so we can get our work done and get the harvest in, and then let it rain towards Thanksgiving time and freeze up with some good soil moisture for next year. Yeah. But at this point, the attitudes are a lot better right now because of commodity prices and the anticipation of fall harvest.
Well, that's great news. I have to ask, what do you do in December, January, and February? I know there's a lot of stuff that you do preparing for next year. But
there's never a dull day, Paul. You know, years ago, I always thought that the farmers never did anything during the winter, but we're working every day. If we're not hauling corn or soybeans or livestock, we're in the shop working on equipment, or we're managing with input prices and going to meetings. And so there's never a dull day on the farm anymore.
You never have a chance to exhale. Oh, man.
Well, yep, it's 12 months out of the year, 7 days a week, pretty much.
Well, we appreciate you. We love and respect our farmers, and we're glad that maybe we're turning the corner and there is some optimism, some hope that wasn't there even 30, 60 days ago. Kurt, thank you. Appreciate you joining us today on CCO.
Thank you very much, Paul.
You bet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.